I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. And I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. And in this recording, I'm going back to my big file of case studies. By bringing it alive, it can be really helpful, I find. Because sometimes a depression will just creep up and it can be largely unnoticed, but then it hangs around like stale cigarette smoke. And it is only when you stop to notice or something changes in your life that pulls you up that you are reminded of how unsatisfactory life is and how chronically rotten you have been feeling. This was the case for Donald, which is not his real name, of course, and as always, I am changing other details too. Donald booked to see me over 2 years ago now. He was a Scot in his mid-40s who had been living down south for most of his adult life. He was happily married with two daughters, and he worked for himself as an IT consultant on mainly public sector projects. This was where his expertise and contacts were. Another important piece of information about him was that his elder daughter had suffered from chronic health problems since very young, and that this quite naturally was a persistent source of worry for him and his wife. Donald himself was also not in the best of health, as he suffered from allergies. And finally, business was tougher than a few years ago, as the cuts were biting. Donald found it hard to relax, but it was always worrying about something, was sleeping badly, and according to the core measure I use at every session with all my clients, was moderately distressed. He told me that he had been that way for years. He talked of a happy childhood on the east coast of Scotland, and there was nothing in his background that was obviously causing him difficulties. No, it was his life now. In helping Donald, I began by reviewing much of the main human givens insights. To be able to take action to get needs met for emotional well-being, and the importance of getting emotional arousal levels down. This all made a lot of sense to Donald, as he could begin to see his situation in a more empowering way. We practiced 7-11 breathing, which is a very good relaxation tool. And on two successive sessions of therapy, I used deep trance to remind Donald of his strengths and his capacities, and the gifts of his life. Finally, it was necessary to help Donald rebalance his life a little and moderate his emotional attachment to his work. Again, trance was very helpful. And by the end of our work together, Donald was much more relaxed, sleeping better, and self-evidently dreaming less. The smoke had cleared, and the air was altogether healthier and cleaner.